One of the kind of the main themes of meditation practice is obviously the idea of peace, right? Meditation is about being peaceful, about moving in the direction of peace. So, because that is so important, such an important aspect of meditation, how do we actually aid that process along? What are some of the ways of actually being able to move towards peace? And one of the things that are very helpful to start off with is often just to imagine yourself, as you start off your meditation, imagine yourself that you are in a peaceful place, right? Now, this is one of the monks many years ago, he used to teach in this particular way. As you start off just sitting down and imagine yourself, we all have places in our lives where we felt particularly peaceful, maybe in a forest somewhere, you know, on a mountaintop, the classical, the sage on the mountaintop, right? And all these things. So you imagine yourself in such a place, and that already, because you have that kind of resonance of that place, straight away, that actually makes you feel more peaceful inside. And there's something about that. If you are in the city, the city is always usually an unpeaceful environment compared to a natural place, like a forest or a mountain or whatever. There's something very compulsive and very forceful about the energy in the city. And that energy is often, I was mentioning yesterday, it's like the driving force inside of humans, the volition, the will that drives people along, that pushes people this direction. Shopping, work, all the stuff we have to do, and you're driven by the internal will. And this, you can feel this when you come to the town. You can feel the difference from being in the bush in Serpentine compared to being here in the city. So try to remove yourself from that. Move out of that compulsive environment, which is so will-driven as it is in a city. Place your mind somewhere else. And that also shows you that a big part of this idea that we call peace is actually moving away from the willpower, right? The willpower is one of the problems. The willpower is very unpeaceful. The willpower is something which creates business, has a sense of stuff happening. And one of the best definitions of what peace actually is, peace is a lack of business. The less things are going on, the less business there is, the less thing is actually happening, the more peace there is. So you remove yourself to the forest, and then once you get to the forest, then the next step is obviously to start calming down. Thoughts are business, right? There's stuff happening here. The less thoughts there is, the less things are happening. That's also why we close our eyes, because less things is happening. Again, that all induces a sense of peace. So once you start to understand that peace is a lack of busyness, a lack of things happening, and then you understand that there is a sense of happiness with that, then that is actually enough to kind of incline your mind in that direction. You incline towards that because you know from experience that there is a sense of happiness in that. So reflect on that. Wow, peace, no business, nothing to do, just nothing. And how beautiful that actually is when nothing is happening here. Everything is peaceful. And your mind inclines that way. And then you not only do you remember a peaceful place in your life, but you also remember a time when you were very peaceful, right? You bring to mind a previous meditation experience. You bring to mind some time when you were a child or whenever it was, when you felt extraordinarily peaceful. We all have those memories somewhere inside of us, a time when we felt really, really good and really relaxed. And you bring that into your mind as well. Try to tune in to something from the past that was there, almost as if you are going back to that experience a long time ago. And when you feel that experience inside of yourself, you find it calms you down, it makes you peaceful. You're tuning into peace, you're tuning into that beautiful state of mind, right? So try that, try it, remind yourself of peace, remind yourself of what it is, and then allow that to drive you, to move you, not drive you so much, that's too much force, allow that to guide you in the right direction, so that you kind of tune into that beautiful state. Okay, so let's do some meditation together. Okay, so no matter how experienced you are as a meditator, always start off with the simple things. Everything, the simple things are the most important ones. So start off with just relaxing to make sure that you are at ease, that you have no tension. And if you have any tension anywhere in the body, if you're not 100% relaxed, make sure that you go through that relaxation and you feel really at ease before you do anything else. And if the body isn't 100% right, then send a bit of kindness to it. Just say to your body, thank you, body, for looking after me so much, such a long time. Now it is my time to look after you instead. May you be at ease. May you relax. And when you feel at ease, just again be the passive observer. Just sit back and just allow things to be. This ability to just allow things to be, not to interfere with anything. And just observing, whether it's a thought, whether it is restlessness or tiredness, whatever it is, the standing back and seeing things happening here. This is very important, and this is what gives rise to mindfulness in meditation. Always remember that one of the most important things for success in meditation is the attitude. If the attitude is right, it tends to go by itself. So try to have an attitude of gratitude, of thankfulness. And think to yourself, wow, how wonderful it is to have this opportunity when I have nothing to do, no burdens, no job, no house, no family, nothing. All I have to do is to be here by myself, perhaps imagining yourself somewhere far away. And what a wonderful opportunity this is. Not many people have this opportunity, for whatever reason. And I have this opportunity. Wow, this is so great. And if you approach the meditation like that, then you can be sure that it will go much more deeply. And if at any time during the meditation you need a little bit of a boost to take you deeper, try to remember a time, long time ago perhaps, when you were particularly peaceful, and bring that experience to mind. Try to tune into that one, as if you are there in the same place, with the same feeling, and bring that feeling inside of you. And that can often be the trigger that takes you even deeper in the meditation. Really? Okay. So, any questions or comments or anything anybody wants to say here? Everybody happy here? Nobody wants to say anything? Okay, good. So we have a few other questions. Anybody here want to say anything? Nobody wants to say anything here? Okay, so we'll take the questions from around the world. It's quite nice, isn't it, when you get this question from everywhere. Okay, so then there's one written down question. What is the spiritual goal of meditation? Okay, so the first point of meditation, remember that the whole idea of the Buddhist path is one to move towards a state of more happiness, right? More peace, more contentment, all these kind of things. And this should be the immediate goal of meditation practice. This is not kind of the ultimate goal, but it's the immediate goal. You want to move towards a sense of happiness and peace in your life. And this is often good enough. If you can get that out of meditation, a sense of happiness, contentment, peace, that is already plenty. And already very, very useful in its own right. The whole Buddhist idea, remember, is a focusing on suffering and happiness, right? It's about moving away from suffering and moving towards happiness and actually fully understanding the difference between the two. So that should be the main goal of meditation practice. When you meditate, are you getting more peaceful? Are you getting more happy? Are you getting more content? Or are you feeling suffering? Are you feeling tense? Are you feeling all these other kind of things? Now, if you're feeling these negative things, then you're not actually moving towards anything useful in the meditation practice. This should be the main purpose. And as you do that, you will find that over time, as your meditation deepens and everything, your entire view of the world and what is important and what is not important will change because of that. You start to appreciate more the spiritual things. The more the mental realm becomes more important to you, and the external stuff of the world becomes less important. So gradually, it's like you're moving into yourself. You're finding, as a famous saying by Ajahn Chah, the great meditation master of the northeast of Thailand, he talks about your real home. Your real home is inside of yourself. You feel so relaxed, so good, just being inside of yourself. That becomes your real home. Then, only then, do you feel really together with yourself. And as you do that, your whole worldview starts to change. What is important, what really matters. So these are all the goals of meditation. Ultimately, the goal of meditation is to end all suffering. In other words, ending all suffering is equivalent to the highest state of happiness possible. This is the ultimate goal. But along the way, we want to make sure that we achieve all the sub-goals of happiness along the way. Okay. So, Kanchana from Perth, question one, to practice metta, that focusing on the positive is a prerequisite, to send to a negative person, would it technically be essential to focus on their good first? Okay, it depends. If the metta meditation is already going very well and you have very strong and powerful positive feelings inside of you, then you can already you can focus on that negative person directly, but because the power of your mind, the power of your metta is already so strong that when you focus on that person, it will actually work even though you don't have a very positive feeling about them. What actually happens there is that because your mind is so positive, even though you have a sense that the person is negative, that perception will be gone at that time, and you will just see positiveness even though you have a negative feeling of them usually, right? So if you have a negative feeling about somebody, that's not the time to focus on them. You should either wait till you are so positive that it's natural, easy to go there, or you have to bring up a positive feeling about that person. And it's amazing. You can always bring up a positive feeling about somebody. Almost everybody has some good, nice quality you can focus on. And if they haven't got any good qualities, well, they are in the deep trouble, right? And if somebody is in that deep trouble that they haven't got anything good to say about them, then at the very least you can have compassion. You know that they are in a bad way and that they are heading in the wrong direction and that they're going to create enormous amounts of suffering for themselves, even in this life, let alone in potential future lives. There's always ways of dealing with that, even with the most difficult people. They are creating much more suffering for themselves than they ever create for us or for anyone else. Okay, then we have a question from Ellen in the USA. Are there any other methods I can use if I don't have any memory of any places that I ever felt peaceful? Well, I think we all have, it depends how peaceful, depends what you mean by peaceful, right? But we all fluctuate. There are times when you feel very restless and your mind is running around and you feel really terrible. And there are other times you will feel relatively less restless and kind of thinking less. So it's this relativity that's the most important thing here. There's always going to be times when you feel more peaceful. And this is just the nature of existence. It goes kind of in waves, right? It moves kind of in depending on circumstances and conditions. So it doesn't matter if you have ever felt really, truly peaceful. What matters is that you tune into a time when you felt more peaceful than you are now. More peaceful, and move at least towards that goal. And then when you reach that point, where you are at kind of the most peaceful you have ever been, then you can move on from there to even deeper states. And then you will create a new perception. And that perception you can then take with you into the future. And next time you sit and meditate, you can focus on that new one, right? So it's a gradual thing whereby you move stage by stage. So just it's a relativeness that is more important than the absoluteness of the perception. It has to be relatively more peaceful. But if that doesn't work, remember that meditation practice works because of purity of mind. It's the defilements of the mind that hinder meditation from working. And that's why, as Ajahn Brahmo always goes on about, the attitude is so important. What is your attitude? And so it's basically about creating the right attitude. Well, how do you feel inside? Do you feel a sense of gratitude? Do you feel a sense of goodness? Or do you have a bit of ill will and resentment and negativity? Do you have a lot of desires? You want to move towards that good attitude. And this is why you have to think in the right way. Wow, what a wonderful opportunity to be able to meditate, right? Wow, this is so rare in the world. It's so rare for so many reasons. It's rare because people are not on the spiritual path. It's rare because they don't have a good spiritual teaching around them. It's rare because they prioritize all kind of other stuff. It's rare because simply people are deluded about life. All of these things, it is rare, but here you are. Suddenly you have found something very powerful and wonderful, and you're part of that. Rejoice in that, right? I have this opportunity to meditate, to be peaceful, to move in the right direction. Wow! And then you feel a sense of gratitude. You feel a sense of elation. You feel goodness inside of you. You're part of this beautiful community with other people practicing the same way, and it carries you along. And you feel really happy about it. So this attitude is so essential. And attitude is really, so much of meditation is about attitude. Once the attitude is right, the defilements go down, right? You don't feel defiled anymore. Good attitude means no anger, no irritation, no desire, because you have the right attitude. So build that up. So this is another, it's all about attitude. And that's also the idea of peace. The idea of peace is also about attitude. It's about thinking in the right way. When you feel peaceful, there's no desire, right? When I say tune into a past experience, that feeling of peace is a feeling when there's very little defilements in the mind. That's why you feel peaceful. So you're actually tuning in to a state of few defilements, a state of peace. So any one of those things will do. Okay. Last one, John from New York. Okay, I really like this idea of having people from all the way around the world being able to join us. It's really quite cool. So, dear Ajahn, is it possible to do too much meditation? Some days when I do two or three sits, I don't feel like meditating for the next few days. Then after a few days, I really want to get back, and then I really enjoy my meditation. Remember that this is all about being pragmatic, right? Does it work? Does it bring you forward? Does it make you feel better? Are you moving in the right direction? That's what it's all about. Buddhism is pragmatic. It's about whether it works or not. So if you find that it's counterproductive and your mind doesn't want to do it anymore, then there comes a point when you say, okay, now I'm not going to do it. And do something else which is positive instead, that enhances your spiritual life. Spiritual life is so much, it's so broad, and we have to integrate all these factors into it, right? Do something kind instead. Don't spend your time unwisely just because you don't meditate, but there are so many things we can do to support the meditation practice. So yes, I think there is, in theory, there isn't such a thing as too much meditation, but there isn't too much as long as it's going in the right direction. But if you feel too much resistance, that resistance can then build up defilements instead, you're no longer purifying yourself, then yes, perhaps you need to reduce a little bit, right? So do what works. It's pragmatic. It's practical. It's not just sit there and then kind of bear the pain and bear the problems, whatever. That is never going to bring you anywhere. So be wise about it. Be smart about it. And it's all about purifying yourself. What purifies you and what doesn't? Keep that in mind. And take a long-term approach. Don't just think of one sit in the short term. Look at things in the long-term perspective. Okay. Good. So anything else? Everybody happy? Yeah? Okay, let's pay respect to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha.